My name is Father TJ. It's good to be here with Bishop Schultz, my brother priest, and all of you to gather to pray today. But it's not good, the reason that we have to come together to pray on this particular day. We're here because 58 million of our peers have been slaughtered to the great tragedy of abortion. And we're here today to gather our voices, to gather our hearts in prayer, to ask God for His blessings upon all of those who choose to end life, that they may have a change of heart, that they may give their lives over to our God. We're going to spend some time together today praying that an increase of understanding the value of life may be given to all of the world, to our culture, to our society. It is a tragedy that is going on, that so many babies are not able to live, that so many of them are killed before they even get a chance to breathe, chance to live. Worldwide, about 50 million babies die due to abortion. 50 million. My friends, that means we're exterminating the human race. We're doing that ourselves because of the choices that we make. And so we come together today because we want this tragedy to end. Then the only way it's going to end is by turning our hearts to God, by asking for His grace, by asking for His blessings upon our world, that we may understand the gift of life. And that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen until we let the joy of the Lord into our hearts. Because that's what the readings were about today. The readings were about understanding that grace is given by our God, the gift of faith, to change our hearts, to change the hearts of the world. And the greatest joy that the world has ever known is the birth of Jesus. And in the beautiful gospel that we just heard, that when the angel appeared to Mary and said, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the baby in the womb of Elizabeth leapt for joy." Elizabeth leapt for joy. Mary proclaimed, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Mary was filled with joy. My friends, we have got to let the joy of the Lord into our hearts. We have got to be people of joy. We've got to ask our Lord Jesus to help us to be able to proclaim this gift of love to the world and to the people that we're going to see, the people that we're going to meet today. We're not going to be able to change the hearts of the world by being condemning, by judging those who choose a culture of death. We're going to change the hearts of the world by being people of joy. Because Mary changed the world by being a person of joy, by letting that love of the Lord into her heart. And so, my friends, today, whenever we meet people, whenever we're praying together, whenever we're on our journey, when we're praying the rosary, let's do it with a smile. Let's let the joy of the Lord that's come into our lives radiate our hearts and our souls and our lives. Because that's what people are going to see. People are going to see joy. They're going to see love. They're going to say, I wonder why that person is so happy. We're happy. Because God gave us life. Because God gave us His love. Because God gave us the promise of everlasting life. And that's what we have got to be able to be. We've got to be people of joy. Pope Francis has said that over and over again about how much God's mercy, His love means. His first document that he wrote as the Pope was the Gospel of Joy. And so we have got to be able to be a people of joy, to bring that joy to the world, to let the joy of the Lord into our hearts, to share that with others. And my friends, it's going to be your generation that's going to have to change these unjust laws, this unjust culture that we live in. Not only abortion is wrong and evil and awful, but the death penalty. As Pope Francis said when he came to talk to Congress, that's got to end. Euthanasia, assisted suicide. Life is a gift from God, and it's sacred and it's valuable. And we've got to stand up, and we've got to be able to be the voice of those who can't speak and say, "No, this is wrong, it's not right." Life is a gift from God, and we must honor it, we must respect it, we must uphold that wonderful, amazing dignity, because that's what God has placed in our hearts, that's what He's placed in the hearts of all believers. Another thing that's very, very difficult, and I know that this is something that you guys are facing, is the culture that we live in. The culture that we live in that says faith is not important. About one in every three young people about ages 18 to 30 said that their religious affiliation is none. right? That I don't affiliate with any religion. And that's awful. And it's tough. And maybe so many people are saying they don't align themselves with any religion because they haven't seen anybody that's lived a faithful life, a religious life with joy. And so that's what we pray for today. We ask our God. We ask our God to help us to be filled with that joy so that we can proclaim His love to the world, so that we can be witnesses for truth and life and justice and peace. And that's why we gather here today, because we can't do it without God's help. We can't be people of joy without His love in our hearts and in our lives. And so we ask our God, on this day to help us to be instruments, to help us to be a voice for those who have no voice, to stand up for life, to stand up for human dignity, to stand up for those who are oppressed. And so we ask our God for that courage and that strength, and we ask Him for that strength so that we can do so with joy, so we can do so with peace, so that we can bring God's mercy, His love, His peace, His compassion to all the world. It's a tough task. It's a tough task, but I know that you guys can do it. I know that we can do it together because our God is with us. He will not leave us. He will not abandon us. He will be with us. As I said at the beginning of the homily, I'm Father TJ. My job is I am the director of vocations for the diocese. It means that if you want to be a priest or a nun, come talk to me, come find me, because that's what I get to do. I get to help young people on their journey to try to figure out how God might be calling you to be a person of life, how God might be calling you to bring the gospel, joy, the gospel message of love to the world. I pray for you. I pray for you that you may be open to that call, that if God is placing that on your heart to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, that you be open to that call. Because it's an amazing, awesome life to be able to be a priest or a sister, to be able to give our lives, our love to the world. Because our world needs courageous young people to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. I will be a person of joy. I will stand up in the face of oppression and injustice and be the voice of peace and truth and love. And so, my friends, as we continue on our journey today, as we continue giving glory and praise to our God, we ask Him for strength. We ask Him for strength to be people of joy, to bring the message of love to the world, and especially to bring the message of joy to anybody who will see us. It would be a witness to the world of goodness, of hope, and of life for all the world. May God continue to bless us, and may our Mother Mary continue to intercede for us and strengthen us, that we may have a culture of life and respect life in all of its forms.